All right, so now let's look at and talk a little bit about the knowledge and skills. I want the emotional part first. How do you feel about being saddled with teaching them all the stuff that nobody else wants to teach them? Good. You can embrace that?
Better me than some slob that won't do it, right?
That's the right attitude. Teaching stats and teaching methods is always teaching more than stats and methods. And I really like and embrace the idea, better me than somebody who doesn't give a shit. Or better me than somebody who can't do it very well. It's been interesting watching how things have changed. 20 years ago, we were teaching people how to use an editor on a computer. Now, there's none of you who isn't better at Word and PowerPoint and probably Excel than I am. Because you were brought up on it. And you've been around it so much. And you've been in so many conversations about, here's the way to do this, and here's the quick way to do that, and here's the 7 other ways of doing this. Okay? Now what we teach in the 400 level classes is how to make web pages. Which is even easy now. Because there's a million web page makers out there. And the way that I get them to be interested in it is I tell them, we're going to teach you how to take your research project that you just took to a conference, how to turn that into a web page, and I will host it for you. So that when you're going to graduate school or looking for a job or something, you can just give them that URL. And they can go see your stuff on the web. And they're like, oh, my shit's going to be on the web. Not on Facebook. No, the real web. And so you're constantly trying to figure out what else. What else can we do? We used to have to make posters, you know. We would go over to the union and we would buy 150 pieces of train board, you know, poster paper. And we would bring that back and we would pass them out and they would bring in a poster. Now, when they do that final project, they generate 3 versions of it. They generate a ready for submission APA manuscript kind of double spaced thing. They make a PowerPoint as if they were going to do a 12-minute presentation of it. And they make a poster the same way that you guys make posters. I give them a template and they fill in the template. And we do all of the prep for that in about 30 minutes because they all know how to use an editor. They all know how to use PowerPoint. All we have to do is talk a little bit about fonts and descriptions and colors and, like, don't go crazy with the pictures. And so when the kids come out of 350, they know how to do all of that stuff. It turns out to be one of the things that my colleagues use to know whether somebody's had 350 or not. Because there's not a lot of stats in the 400 level courses, right? They don't have to make them do a lot of stats. But they say they could tell the difference between the ones who did and didn't work through that process of producing a paper and a PowerPoint and a poster of the same material. In terms of backwards design, we have so there's all of this. Where is it? So here there's 2 different PowerPoints. One is for generating a research report, and it lays out all the pieces. And the other one is for generating a lit review, and it lays out all the pieces. And it talks about the difference between them. That's both information about reading a research article. It's also backwards design for when they're going to have to generate it. Make sense? We have them reading research design. We have them reading articles. They end up reading probably 15 or 20 articles before we ask them to write one. And the whole way through, when they're reading them, we're asking them to tell us Where did you find information? Where did you double check that information? Where did you get this? Where did they get that? What's the voice that's used here? What's the voice that's used there? What's the difference in formatting here and there? And all of that stuff that they hate suddenly becomes useful when it's time to write an article and they know what the pieces are. That's all part of backwards design. Backwards design is not just teaching to the test, but it's teaching to the learning. Teaching to that next layer. What else are you going to do?
So you don't have those pink things online?
They're all in Blackboard. The software that talks to them is tied now, resolutely tied to Blackboard. If you want to do a couple, send me your Blackboard login,
okay.
Usually your first initial, last name, and a number. Send me that. I'll enroll you in one of the past courses, and you can go play on some and see if you like them. By the way, if you guys, once you learn any one of those systems, they're pretty much all very, very similar. So if you guys want to like learn how Blackboard works, we could take part of a day and I could show you Blackboard. So one of the things I'm going to ask you to do after today is to go home and think about stuff you want and email me so I have a list so that I'm not trying to remember anything. But we could do that. Might even be able to get Andy over here and just do one of his workshops because he's extraordinary at teaching the front end of this.